Well, last night was not fun at all. There was a severe tornado that was passing by. There was about three of them, actually, last night. Three tornadoes. I looked it up on the tornado watch thing, and there was one, I don't know, maybe like 20, maybe 15 miles out from where I'm at. Kind of like in the Denton area. I don't really know if you know Texas like that, but that's kind of like northeast from where I'm at, maybe northwest. Yeah, more like northwest. And everything got knocked around. Fucking unfortunately, we have cats. We have two cats. We have two dogs. We have two weasels. We have a little like a hamster porcupine kind of thing. I don't really know what to call it. I just know her name is what's her name? Her name is, I don't really know, who gives a fuck, but I just know it's a cute little animal. And anyways, so the dogs were getting ready to be taken out on a walk not too long ago this morning. And we're kind of looking at the damage of, like, how bad the fucking tornado winds fucking threw everything around. And it's not pretty. I'll tell you that. It's really not pretty. We have to go back outside and do some yard work. And, you know, we got to fucking handle this shit. But anyways, these weasels, right? They're cute. They're not bad. They're hella stinky, I'll tell you that. Them motherfuckers stank. I adopted this dog named Scarlet. I should never have done it. I don't even fucking want the dog. I just kind of did it just, honestly, out of depression. I'll keep it a bean. I did it out of depression. And, Scarlett's usually been a good dog. Like, you know, she's usually hella cool. She's a big ass dog. She's a lab and a German Shepherd mix. So she's hella strong. She's hella just stupid as fuck. This bitch is retarded. I fucking hate it. And she just like walks around all fucking day, and it pisses me off. It's like, bitch, you know you're not tired. You know you're not out of shape. She throws her body weight on you on purpose when she doesn't want to get put on the leash. She fucking, she'll buck hella crazy like she's a horse. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, bitch, what are you doing? Stop. You know what I'm saying? And, anyways. So this morning, we had the weasels out. You feel me? And, my auntie likes to take the dogs on a walk about 3-4 times a day just because, you know, she likes to be active. She likes to, you know, handle her business. So, anyways, this bitch Charlotte fucking, my auntie had her in her grips. Mind you, I'm like walking out to get some water as I see this go on. So, she has her in her grip and she literally like, she turns around to grab the leash. And as soon as that happened, I seen one of the weasels named Sleepy run past my feet. You know, just real cute, nonchalant, like. And I'm telling you, when this dog fucking bucked, like, my auntie hella hard, like, it's not a joke. Like, she kicked her feet up, hit her in the thighs hella hard. And now she has, like, bruising or whatever. And she threw her neck back and threw it forward so she can, like, get loose of the grip that my auntie had on her. And this bitch start, like, damn, they're charging me straight for that weasel. And I go to grab this bitch, and she goes to, like, damn near bite my hand. I still followed through regardless, but she got past my grips and my hands, like, hella quick, hella fast. And so she grabbed the weasel, and she threw this motherfucker in the air. And when it slammed back on the ground, her paw fucking slammed on top of the weasel's back, like neck area. And I fucking grabbed this bitch Charlotte. And I swear to God, I'm telling you, I've never, like, I love animals. I love them. But I was in such fear and shock. I grabbed this bitch and I threw her across the room. And I'm talking about, this bitch is not small. She's like at least 110 pounds. And she's strong. I threw this bitch across the room. Boom, she hits the table. She's like, you know, I'm like, bitch, shut the fuck up and lay down. Go somewhere. She runs off. She's fine. She's 100% fine. The weasel's dead. The weasel died. Or, honestly, it's dying. She broke the weasel's back. And the weasels, bro, come on now. Like, they're harmless. They're cute, bro. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah, they stink. Yeah, they run through your room or whatever. But they don't bother you. They don't bite you. You know what I mean? Like, they handle their own business. Come on now. And, I'm hella upset right now because this stupid-ass bitch would, you know what I mean? And so now me and my auntie are contemplating getting rid of the dog because we're not going to deal with that shit. This bitch is so crazy every single fucking morning like clockwork around 4 a.m., 5 a.m. Mind you, 5 a.m. in Texas is completely different from y'all's 5 a.m. Like, the sun's up, fucking people are out jogging, you know what I'm saying? The world is already on the go. Anyways, so we might get rid of the dog. We might not, honestly. We had a horrible tornado last night, and I'm talking about, when I say horrible, I'm talking about three of them. There was three of them at the same fucking time. One was kind of far, like, no, okay, like 15 miles, 10 miles is not that far from us, but walking, yes, it is, biking, yeah, it is, but, like, on foot and for a tornado, hell nah. It got really bad, our trees are knocked over, fences are fucked up, wire lines are down, fucking, there's a couple animals missing, there is no deaths, but one person had to go to the hospital because something fell on top of them. Fucking, I don't really know if I want to, and it's not the tornadoes, but I don't really know if I want to be here anymore. It's really, honestly, it's not the tornadoes. It's really not. I just, I'm not happy here, I think. I have a great job. I have a roof over my head. Things are not going bad here. But just like, I guess I don't really have a reason to leave except for I don't want to be here. You know what I'm saying? Like, I kind of like want to be at home. Not even in the Bay Area, like. I mean, yeah, the Bay is cool, the Bay is nice, but there's too many distractions, and there's too many people out there, and there's just too much, like, things that wouldn't keep me on track, like, I have to inevitably be on here, so I wouldn't move back to the Bay, I would move somewhere else, kind of in, like, a, you know, maybe, like, Patterson-ish area, like, I'm not too sure just yet, but, you know, it's still kind of up in the air. I think I'm gonna give myself maybe a couple of months, like a month or two, or maybe even like, you know, a couple of weeks to kind of like sit and really think about it, you know? Honestly, ever since Joshua died, I'm not okay. Yeah, I mean, I've been drinking every day. You know, I go to work though. I've been smoking. I'm not even supposed to be smoking out here. I'm damn near like, I'm gonna tell you the truth. I'm lonely. I am lonely. I don't have a single friend out here. And I go to work, so like, I make friends, but they don't ever want to hang out or nothing, or they got their own lives. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I don't know what to do. You know, a lot of things are telling me, you're doing great, you're doing fine, stay here, thug it out. But me, I'm telling me, yeah, that's great and all, but, like, you can do this shit back at home. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, in all reality, like, at the end of the day, it's really up to you if you want to slack off or pick your shit up. You know what I'm saying? So it doesn't really matter where you're at all. You just have to want to fucking do it and actually get up and do it, you know? I don't really know. I don't know. I guess that's just all I really wanted to say, maybe, or just talk about. Alright, guys, it's been real and fun, so, yeah.